When you go to Zimbabwe, you see teenagers and young men and women in their 20s at the altar, weeping, tears unashamedly, wanting to see God move in their country. Begging God. 95% unemployment. 5,000 starve to death every month. Think about it. Yes, 5,000 a month. Check my statistics in Zimbabwe. So what I'm saying is the nationals have not left their first love. And we in America, I brought this young, let me say this about Zimbabwe. I brought that young national here from Africa. And I kept him for 3 months. I kept him through Christmas. And he sat at my dinner table, and I said to him, Brother Friday, what do you think is the problem with America? And he said one word, things. Things, I said, things? He said, things. You don't have enough. You have everything, but you don't have enough. You want a little more. You want a little more. I said, you mean materialism? He said, yes, things. And we're not satisfied. We are gone after our golden calf, and that's the golden calf of materialism. And I pray daily for our church that God will send a revival. I mean a great sweeping revival in our church, in our city, in our county, in our state, in our nation. America is going to hell if we don't have revival. We must have revival or we're gone. Now, I'm talking about something that when God visits his church, a divine visitation of God. We need revival. A young man, if you ever listen to this tape or see this tape, you remember what the old preacher said. We must have revival. Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee? God help us to have revival.